Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and welcome to the fall pledge drive of this year. And what that means is simply that it's your turn to give, if you've been listening to this program and appreciate it, by calling or by pledging online, what you can afford. And every pledge counts. That's right. This is public radio, no matter what the amount is. 1-800-677-5758 can be called from anywhere toll-free in North America. And I get calls all the time and emails from people around the country and around the world, and I'm looking forward to seeing your name on the list of people who have given to me now. Louis Armstrong in Chicago 1928 was the avant-garde. Here's one called Muggles. It's not Louis Armstrong's cat. It's the street name for marijuana at that time. Can I say marijuana on the air? For OK Records, Fred Robinson, Jimmy Strong, Earl Hines, Mansakera, Zurich Singleton, join him. Here's Louis and his trumpet.
Thank you.
Armstrong and his trumpet in 1928. OK Records in Chicago. Muggles. Earl Hines piano, Jimmy Strong clarinet, Fred Robinson trombone, Mansakara banjo, Zudi Singleton on the drums. Around the same time, a little bit later, I think March 1929, Eddie Condon helped Armstrong create a thing called Knockin' a Jug, which means drinking. OK Records, and this was not going to be a record, but for some reason the engineer just decided to make a master copy of what they were doing. It was kind of, they were warming up. Jack Teagarden trombone, Albert Caldwell on tenor saxophone, he's known as Happy. The great Chicago pianist Joe Sullivan is here, Eddie Lang on guitar, Kaiser Marshall on drums, and Louis on trumpet, and here's Knockin' a Jug. Did find out who the recording engineer was who did that. It wasn't going to be a record, as I said. Excuse me. But he made the platter, the master of him, the mother stamp to make a record, and there it is, Knockin' a Jug. Louis Armstrong, 1929. And It's time for you to call. This is a pledge time. I'm here every Sunday and giving to you, and I'd like you to give to me now. 1-800-677-5758 or online, kplu.org. O-R-G. And I understand that most of the pledges come in by online. I mean, people at home, obviously it's easy. You have your laptop, you can do that. All of that. Do a little business here. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sundays. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University. Starting November 1st, tickets are on sale for the PLU Christmas concerts, held December 4th in Portland, December 6th in Seattle, and December 5th, 9th, and 10th on campus. More information on the web at plu.edu.
Now, what we have, I have to tell you, is there are some listeners to this program, The Art of Jazz, who have already given $5,000, and they're going to give $5,000 if by 6 o'clock, 150 of you, now less than that because some people have already called in, but if you call in and you have a friend call in and all that, we will get an additional $5,000. Now, that's a lot of money, and it adds up, and we need a lot of money to run a station of this size and the electric bill and all that. You know, I'm sure you do. 1-800-677-5758 gets you in touch with some volunteers who have come in to take the phone messages this afternoon. And kplu.org if you want to do it from your computer. And, you know, it's just a pennies a day kind of thing, really. Whatever you can give, we're very happy to receive it from you in appreciation for you being out there. And I mean that. Dinah Washington, now 1955. Bob Russell and Lester Lee wrote this. Nobody thought much about it to begin with, but then when Dinah got a hold of it, listen in.
Blue gardenia, now I'm alone with you, and I am also blue. He has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near his heart, after the teardrops start, where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love blooms like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed, yes, they're pressed in my book of memories. ¶¶ What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, and then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories, but pressed in my book of memories.
Dinah Washington and Blue Gardenia, 1955, Emercy Records, an arrangement for her by Quincy Jones. And if I remember correctly, the tenor saxophone that you heard there was Paul Quinichette, Barry Galbraith's guitar, and Cecil Payne playing the baritone saxophone. I give out information about these artists because they are the ones who bring you the art. And so we have to do that. I think it's important to do that, and I will do that, and have for a long time. I started here in 82, and you can do the arithmetic. I'm never very good at that, particularly close to tax time. But even though it's close to tax time, I know that you can give something to me for what I've given to you. 1-800-677-5758 is toll free. And so is kplu.org. And we're getting people to call in. Sandra, thank you very much for being up in Seattle and saying such nice words about the program. And Michael and Burian, thank you also. And wants to know if I still play the trombone, and I do. And have for a long time. It's kind of my fun thing, and the neighbors hate it. And my cat wants to go outside. I don't know why. I don't even get the horn out of the case, and the cat's scratching on the front door. Well, this is fun. It is, because we get to relax and lay back and think, well, you know, this is your turn, and it is a full pledge drive, because listeners, wonderful listeners to this program, have already given, and they always give substantially to this program, and they're going to give collectively another $5,000 if by 6 o'clock 150 people have called in, no matter what the pledge, as long as it's 150, we get another $5,000, which is a big help. Steve and Catherine, thank you, up in Seattle, and Jay in Seattle, and Paula in Seattle. And if you've called in from anywhere and asked me to play something for you, and I have done that, now it's your turn. That's right. whatever you can afford. Now, I don't want to say that, you know, we'll be happy with $5 if you can give $500. I mean, if it's a comfortable thing for you, because public radio is you and me. That's what it's about. And it's about caring about something that has to do with human beings. And this is one of the things that I talk about. I mean, you pick up the paper and you see all of the death and destruction and all that. And there are some things that human beings are doing around the world to help others and bring about the beauty through the arts. And the arts are human beings doing what they do so well and creating beauty. And this music is one area of that. Let's go to New Orleans. Give you some time to call. 1-800-677-5758. 1953, Raymond Burke, clarinetist down there. He had a band. They're going to play a couple of numbers for you. Call in. 1-800-677-5758. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is The Art of Jazz. Thank you. jazz, Raymond Burke and his New Orleans Jazz Band. For Southland Records, 1953, At Sundown, written by Walter Donaldson, and Bill Bailey, written by Huey Cannon. Alvin Alcorn, trumpet, Jack Delaney on trombone, Burke on clarinet, Stanley Mendelson on piano, Sherwood Mangiapane on string bass, and Abby Brunies playing the drums. Raymond Burke, New Orleans Jazz. And lots to say about that. I mean, some people argue that that wonderful city has had such tragedy in the last few years is the matrix of this art. And I think a lot of that's true. Certainly was, in a great extent, and a lot of great players that I could name now, but I'm not going to, because I want to say to you that this is pledge time. If you listen to The Art of Jazz and you listen to me go on about the music, then your turn. And many people have already. We need 150 of you to call by 6 o'clock. And listeners to this program who have already given are going to give $5,000 more. And in the cost of things these days, public radio is not cheap. Electricity is not cheap. All that. 1-800 is toll free. 1-800-677-5758. Lee in Seattle, thank you. Nancy in Snohomish, thank you very much. And Sue in Kenmore are some of the people who have called. And the phrase now that we're using, and is a good one, every listener, any amount, whatever you can to help out. And that means if it's $1,000 and you can do it and it's not going to hurt you, or if it's $5 and you can give that amount and it's not going to hurt you, that's important. I suppose Kevin's on the other end of the line over here, and I can't talk directly. I mean, I can talk to him, but I can't. He's behind a big piece of glass. They keep me in this cage all the time now. As far as I know, people can call in and find out about the gifts and the, you know, you get that studio session volume 1 CD. Is that one of the items that's up? Okay. We have some special items for you. And so call up, find out about that. Yeah, I'd like to give a certain amount of money, and what do I get? That kind of thing. We were talking earlier, way back when, we gave T-shirts and coffee mugs and pencil sharpeners and whatever. And but anyway, find out about that. And these nice people who have come in on their Sunday to talk to you are here. You can also be online. I have to admit I don't have a computer. I hope that doesn't put me in jail or something. 1-800-677-5758 or kplu.org. I have friends who have computers, and they tell me I'm missing so much. And I say, well, I'm listening to records and reading books and writing poetry and stuff like that. I like to do that. What you like to do, do. Gardening, get out there and work in the outside. I mean, what a wonderful thing for people who enjoy that. Let's do this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
Oh, yeah, somebody wanted to know about my cat. I have a cat. His name is Tacit because he doesn't talk a lot, but he implies all these wonderful things. If you're a cat owner, huh? I bet there are a lot of cat owners out there listening, right? All right. Go to your phone. Have your cat call in. 1-800-677-5758. Amelia Caceres Trio. Now, 1937. I knew about Ernie Caceres a long time before I know about this record. Ernie's brilliant clarinetist and tenor and baritone saxophone, all that early jazz. And in 1937, his brother, Emilio, who's a violinist, and their friend Johnny Gomez, with Ernie playing his clarinet and baritone sax, made the three pieces that you're going to hear now. And while they're playing, and this is hot stuff, all right, we need to hear from you. A lot of people have called in. We're well on our way to the 150 by 6 o'clock to get the $5,000, but we want you to be part of this public radio. 1-800-677-5758.
Thank you.
That's Emilio Caceres playing the violin for you, 1937 for Victor Records. His brother, Ernie, playing clarinet and baritone. And their friend, Johnny Gomez, on guitar. I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin. What's the Use by Isham Jones. And Who's Sorry Now by Ted Snyder. Emilio Caceres Trio, 1937. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Group Health. Group Health is committed to innovation and preventive care with services like online medical records and one-stop health care that includes doctors, x-rays, and a pharmacy under one roof. More information is available at ghc.org. Group Health, well beyond medicine.
And this is fall pledge time, time for you to call, and many have, and time for you to pledge online, and many have been doing that, because we have $5,000 that we can get extra if by 6 o'clock there are 150 of you have pledged. And I'm sure that's going to be because we've had a great number of people already. What is that? 3 into 50. 50 per hour. And we're right on track. Fred, thank you so much. He lives in Puyallup. Robert, thank you. In Vashon. Billy in Bremerton, thanks. Paula in Olympia, thank you. Colleen in Port Angeles. And Terry in Carnation, thanks to all of you. All of you who have said that you like what I do here, and you'd like it to continue here, so that you can hear what this art is about. And it's about you. That's right. Very simple that way. And I'm here on Sundays to provide a tapestry, I guess, of what it is. I mean, I play the old and the middle and the late, and I know one of the favorite things that I do because I hear from you, and that is that you like when I chase a tune. That is having more than one person do the same composition, see how they would do it. Because it's a very individual thing, art is. That's what it should be. So that you can stand out with yourself. That you can feel good about yourself. Doesn't make any difference. Don't compare. I mean, don't get into this judgment stuff. Has nothing to do with it. You're my friend because you're you, not because you can whistle. You know, and if you're a real good friend, go ahead and sing in the shower. You know, all that stuff about how are you. If you're not like I am, I don't want to have anything to do with you. What are you talking about? I mean, that's silly. Teddy Grace is going to come up now and sing for you. And she's a great singer, sort of hidden, you know, because everybody judges, even back then they did. Bob Crosby, bless his heart. Bing's brother had an orchestra, and a wonderful orchestra for many years, and he hired her because he liked her sound. 1939 for Decca, she's going to sing Over the Rainbow. And Blue Orchids, a really rare Hoagy Carmichael composition. Give me a call. 1-800-677-5758 or pledge online, kplu.org. Here's Teddy Grace.
two beautiful blue orchids one night. While in my lonely room, I dreamed of two blue orchids so full of love and light that I wanted to possess each tender bloom. Then my dream took wing, and through a thousand springs, blue orchids seemed in a world apart. But when I met you, something pale and blue came stealing from the meadows of my heart. I saw my two blue orchids, my beautiful blue orchids, last night. And what a sweet surprise. When you looked at me, it was plain to see blue orchids only bloom in your eyes.
Teddy Grace singing for you with Bob Crosby's orchestra. 1939 for Decca, Over the Rainbow, written by Harold Arlen, lyric by Yip Harburg. Blue Orchids, both music and lyric by Hokey Carmichael. And a fine clarinetist by the name of Bill Stegmeier was doing the arrangements for her of those two beautiful songs. Teddy Grace, right here on 88.5. We're here alive for you 24 hours a day. I'm here Sundays from 3 to 6, 52 of them a year, and only two out of that I'm still here playing music, but I'm asking you to give, and many, many of you have. We are on track. We still need people to call because we're going to get $5,000 if by 6 o'clock 150 of you have made pledges, and I'm sure that's possible. We've had pledges from Canada and Italy and Hong Kong and Greece and in Tacoma. Sue, thank you. Louise in Montlake Terrace, thank you. Richard in Blaine, Robert in British Columbia, thanks to you two. Scott in Squim and Bart in Bellevue and Bliss in Langley. There are a few of the many of you that have acknowledged the fact that you like what I do here on Sundays between 3 and 6, and you're willing to give what you can in support of this program and the art that you're all part of. 150 of you by 6 o'clock, and I'm sure we're going to get there. I know you, and I know you're generous. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. And this program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And one of the things I do, I like to, like I said, chase a tune. This is a composition by Fats Waller, excuse me, which he made up because there was a recording session in 1929. Fats had all his friends, and they played some tunes. The recording director said, "We need one more, we need one more." And supposedly Waller sat down and knocked this thing out. It's called Handful of Keys. Wonderful title, Handful of Keys, for a pianist to call that. And then I'm going to chase it with one of his students, not directly going to his house to take lessons, but certainly listen to his records, Teddy Wilson. And you'll hear a handful of keys by the Benny Goodman Quartet of 1937, meaning Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Lionel Hampton vibes, and Gene Krupa on the drums. So two versions of a handful of keys. The original with the composer, Fats Waller, at the piano, 1929. And then Benny Goodman Quartet, 1937.
Thank you.
Handful of Keys, written by Thomas Fats Waller and played by him for you to begin that set from 1929 for Victor Records when he was asked by the producer of the record, oh, we need one more. So he played that. Supposedly made it up. Even if he didn't and had it part in his head, that's something else. And so much an influence that Teddy Wilson, who was working with Benny Goodman, said, let's do that. And in 1937, they did their version with Goodman clarinet and Teddy Wilson piano, Lionel Hampton vibes, Gene Krupa on drums, and Handful of Keys. Well, we're moving along. This is the Pledge Drive, the Fall Pledge Drive. That means you don't have to worry about taxes coming in right now, at least not the big one. And you can spend some money on something that you love, something that means something to you, that is beautiful for you, like a flower, like a poem, like a beautiful dress, like a great movie, like a painting, all that. And your chance is now to talk to some wonderful people who have come in here now to take your toll-free call and talk with you about the studio session volume CD that you can get for a $150 pledge and other things that are available. But no matter the amount that you can give, we're very happy to hear from you and know that you mean well by what you're giving, and you're part of the family of this. That's what public radio means. That means Kevin over there doing his thing. I'm here doing mine. You're out there. And it's a beautiful arrangement. I mean, there's no destruction here. It's all construction. We're constructing something nice for everybody. 1-800-677-5758 or kplu.org. Many people have pledged, and most of them, I guess, as I said at the beginning of the program, most of the pledges come in by way of computer because it's easier. It is. I mean, a cell phone call isn't that hard, but you know, a lot of people sit and look at their computers and they're working on something and they're making a living actually at home. Kevin, a lot of people are out there, you know, making a living while being at home and working on the computer. It's a wonderful thing that way. And, cause you don't have to get up early in the morning and drive in the traffic and run out of gas. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm getting lost here. No, I'm not getting lost. I'm going to do Billie Holiday. If you love Billie Holiday, give us a call. We still need you to be participating. And this is the second hour now. If we need 150, we need 50 an hour, and we're on track. We need you to call 1-800-677-5758. Billie Holiday. He's going to sing a beautiful Irving Berlin composition that he wrote for a film called On the Avenue. Berlin, like Cole Porter and a few others, didn't want to have a lyricist. I want to do the whole thing myself, and he did beautifully. And this is called This Year's Kisses from the film On the Avenue. And Billy's going to sing it for you. And then I'm going to chase it with a group called the Jazz Giants of 1956, meaning Roy Eldridge, trumpet, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Lester Young, tenor, Teddy Wilson, piano, Freddie Green, guitar, Gene Ramey, Charlie Parker's buddy, playing the bass, and Joe Jones, the great Kansas City drummer. Their version of This Year's Kisses. So you give us your kiss right now, 1-800-677-5758.
Thank you.
Year's Kisses by Irving Berlin. A couple of places for you. Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, 1937 for Brunswick Records. And for Norgren, Norman Grand's label, in 1956, the Jazz Giants and their version of This Year's Kisses. Roy Eldridge trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Lester Young tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson piano, Freddie Green guitar, Gene Ramey bass, Joe Jones on the drums. And we're getting lots of calls and pledges coming in by computer, and it's wonderful, and we need you to still keep coming in. Because at 6 o'clock, if we have had 150 of you, we get $5,000 extra from listeners to The Art of Jazz, who have already given generously to this program. And so, go to your computer, kplu.org, and the toll-free number, I have to keep giving it because there are lots of people that tune in now and have been listening to it. And it's toll-free. Anywhere in North America, 1-800-677-5758. We have some people here, wonderful people who have volunteered to come in and spend their Sunday afternoon with me. And I mentioned Gordon in Vancouver, British Columbia, and thanking Gordon. And I neglected to say, and I'm going to say now, Happy Thanksgiving to everybody up in Canada. We hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving Day, and I'd love to hear from you. Lots of listeners in Canada, particularly British Columbia, because it's just north of here. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Compass Housing Alliance, responding to community needs with emergency services and housing for homeless and low-income individuals and families in Seattle and King County, offering banking alternatives to those for whom a traditional bank is not an option. Info at CompassHousingAlliance.org.
All right, continuing on with this, give us a call and pledge online. Whatever you can do will help public radio, and this is why I'm here, because of you. That's right. I've been here since July of 1982. And the amount of money the station needed at that time was just a little tiny bit compared to what we need now, $500,000 or more, whatever it is, just to keep the table steady, you know, so that all the stuff can be put there and for your enjoyment here 24 hours a day. 1-800-677-5758. Squatty Roo. I don't know what it means. We'd have to ask Johnny Hodges, and I never did. I saw him and talked with him a lot, but I didn't ask him about that. But he wrote it. And we're going to hear two versions of Squatty Roo. Johnny Hodges and his orchestra, 1941. And then Claire Fisher, great pianist and composer, in his home in Los Angeles, 1970, he's going to give us his version of Squatty Roo. While Johnny Hodges and Claire Fisher are giving you beauty, give us some beauty, okay? Give us a thanks. 1-800-677-5758 or kplu.org. I'm
Thank you.
Swati Roo. That's the name of the composition written by Johnny Hodges, the great alto saxophonist. He and his orchestra first from Hollywood, 1941, for Bluebird Records in their version, with Ray Nance playing trumpet, Lawrence Brown trombone, Hodges alto, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Duke Ellington on piano, Jimmy Blanton bass, Sonny Greer on the drums. Then 1970, Claire Fisher in his home in Los Angeles for Revelation Records, solo piano and his version of Swati Roo. If you like Swati Roo and you like the versions you heard, call us up, 1-800-677-5758. Toll free, and get you a chance to talk to some beautiful people who are here to talk to you about your gift to me. And I appreciate it. I'm here 52 Sundays a year, and I'm asking you just a couple of times, springtime and fall time, to help out public radio. Public radio means you and me and everybody associated with this and the positiveness of us and how we create. KPLU.org. Also, many of you have done that. $120, you break it down to $10 a month. That's right. And even if you can only give $10, give us a call, because you're a member of this community of people in public radio. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Master Builders Remodeled Homes Tour. Tour-goers can meet and speak one-on-one with local remodelers and tour remodeled homes all weekend, October 16th and 17th. Tickets and information at remodeltour.com.
Now, to keep us on schedule for the wonderful extra gift of $5,000, which will come our way if by 6 o'clock we have 150 of you to call in and make your pledge, whatever the amount, I'm going to play Errol Garner, his trio, Al Hall's playing bass and Specs Powell's playing drums, and this is George Gershwin's beautiful 1924 composition called The Man I Love. They all did it in 1956 for Columbia Records, and while Garner and Al Hall and Specs Powell are playing for you, you play for them. That's right. Give us something, the memory of these wonderful artists and the positive thing about that. 1-800-677-5758. Give me a call now. Garner and The Man I Love, written by George Gershwin, and played by Garner in 56 for Columbia Records. And that wonderful style made people happy. Al Hall playing bass and Gordon Specs Powell on the drums. Errol Garner, and many of you have called and pledged or written and pledged during that time. William in Burnaby, B.C. Thank you, William. Dean in Port Angeles, Dale in Burien, Jack in Bellevue, Charles in Friday Harbor, John in Seattle, Don in Federal Way, Jeannie in Mill Creek, Arthur in Vancouver, B.C. And thanks to so many of you for that. But this is for you, and what you're doing is for me today, and I appreciate it deeply. Valerie in Port Townsend, such wonderful things she said about the program. She said she's been listening for years and remodeling houses, five of them, and working in her garden, and I've helped out some way. And I hope very positively for you when you're working on your house and doing whatever you're doing. What can I play for you when you're tearing up linoleum? I don't know. I remember a long time ago, somebody was working on in their garden, and they said, I'm doing maintenance. Would you play something fast so I can, get through with it? Oh, my. Well, if we can get 16 of you to call between now and 5, we will be right on the money. The money being $5,000 extra dollars given by listeners to The Art of Jazz who have already given, and are going to get $5,000 extra if we have 150 calls and pledges, and I'm sure we're going to do that because of all you nice folks out there who listen and are tired of the take, take, take thing that's going on now and want to give. That's right. Makes you feel good, too, doesn't it? I mean, you're part of it. It's a process. It's great. I wish I knew you all. I could shake your hand. But I bring the music to you, and I talk about it because it's all about us. Very positive us. 1-800 is toll-free anywhere in North America. 1-800-677-5758. Volunteers here waiting to hear from you to tell you what you need to know. You can also, for $75, you get a grocery tote bag. Okay. And the studio session CD for $150. And there are other items that people here will gladly tell you about when you call them. 1-800-677-5758. And I'm just leaning over there so I can poke the button for Bessie Smith. Bessie Smith is going to come and sing for you right now, and James B. Johnson is going to be on the piano behind her. The year is 1929 for Columbia Records. She's going to sing two of them for you. And she had this deep, wonderful Shakespearean quality about her, as did James B. And the difference between, performing for money or performing for the love that you have of something. Right here, right to the bottom of your feet, to the top of your head. All that stuff. And so, we're asking you to give now. KPLU.org. And KPLU.org will get you onto the computer part of it, and they give you all the directions you need to know. And the toll-free number again, 1-800-677-5758. We need about 20 of you now. 15, 20, something like that between now and and 5 o'clock, so we will just have that last hour when the horse race starts and we get 50 of you to call. We'll have that extra money that's being given over and above by listeners to this program. Here for you, for me, is Bessie Smith. Give me a call, 1-800-677-5758.
Here I am, girls of mine, pleading, but it's all in vain. Here I am, out of line, can't we make it up again? You know, baby, there's no maybe, I love only you. You're the only one, and no one else will do. It makes me forgive when you turn me away. But I know, dear, that you don't understand. Won't you believe anything I say? But I know, dear, that you don't understand. Open up your heart, let me in your heart, I'm pleading. No one else will do, cause it's only you I'm needing. My faith you hold, my love in your hand. But I know, dear, that you don't understand. I'm so blue, in despair, cause you have turned me down. I don't know if you care, I don't come around. You know, honey, it's so funny when you treat me bad. Won't you hear me pleading, cause I'm going mad. It makes me cry when you laugh in my face. But I know, dear, that you don't understand. Now I see why I can't hold first place. Cause I know, dear, that you don't understand. For your love I've strived, shows I'm alive, I'll bet you. Then you'll forgive, soon you'll forgive, I'll get you. Then you'll see all the things that I've planned. But I know, dear, that you don't understand. Honey, please don't cry. Listen to me. There's no reason why we shouldn't agree. If I hurt your feelings, I apologize. You're the only one that I had a lie. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Dry your eyes and let's be sweethearts again. I didn't mean to make you feel blue. Honest, I'll never do it again. Won't you forgive? Won't you forget? Do as I ask you to. I'll never let you regret. Just start new. You know I'm sorry. Oh, so sorry. Don't cry, baby. There's no one but you. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Dry your eyes and let's be sweethearts again. I didn't mean to make you feel blue. Honest, I'll never do it again. Won't you forgive? Won't you forget? Do as I ask you to. I'll never let you regret. Just start new. You know I'm sorry. Oh, so sorry. Don't cry, baby. There's no one but you.
Bessie Smith singing for you, and James P. Johnson playing the piano. 1929 for Columbia Records, You Don't Understand and Don't Cry Baby. Bessie Smith. A great influence on Janis Joplin, a matter of fact. You listen to Janis Joplin, you'll hear Bessie. Well, the phone's been ringing and the computer's been working, but we need six of you in 6 minutes to make us on 50 per hour. That's right. We need 150 calls by 6 o'clock to get $5,000 from listeners who have already pledged. And that's a big deal. I mean, the $5,000 just really helps. It keeps me here for you and you there for me. Public radio. 1-800-677-5758. We need you and five others to call in the next 5 minutes. And we'll have the second group of 50. Michael in Seattle. William in Bainbridge Island. Valerie in Port Townsend. Nadine in Tacoma. Robert in Seattle, Denny in Port Townsend, Ruth in Victoria, B.C., Scott in Seattle, and Dick in Burien. Thank you very much. And you, too, can be part of this. KPLU.org or 1-800-677-5758. Mark down in Longview, he has something interesting to say about this. He thanked us for the Longview translator. Some places in the area, the greater Northwest area, need to have a translator which allows them to get us in a different place on the FM dial. And the Longview-Kelso area is 104.7. And wherever you are, it might be different also from the 88.5. Nevertheless, the business at hand is for you to give to this program, The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, always on Sunday afternoons. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Where do I want to go now? Joe Pass. If you like Joe Pass, you can be part of the six people we need to call in. Five people now. You and four others before the magic time of 5 o'clock. And Joe Pass is going to play his guitar with his friend John Pisano, playing rhythm guitar, and Jim Hewitt playing string bass, and Colin Bailey on drums. They're going to do Night and Day by Cole Porter and Philip Brahms' Limehouse Blues. And then I'm going to get Joe Pass to play a 1976 version of Limehouse Blues. But first, here's Joe Pass on guitar. Give us a call, 1-800-677-5758.
Thank you.
At the guitar. 1964 in Los Angeles for Pacific Jazz Records. He did Night and Day, written by Cole Porter, and Limehouse Blues by Philip Brahm. Accompanying him in 64 was John Pisano, rhythm guitar, Jim Hewitt on string bass and Colin Bailey drums, then a jump to 1976 in Los Angeles for Pablo Records and solo guitar, Joe Pass and his 1976 version of Limehouse Blues. So you could compare those. It's fun to do. And I'm going to have Joe Pass stick around because he's going to do John Coltrane's Giant Steps, a brilliant piece, and then Coltrane's going to play it for you. But first, we have to talk about what we're doing here today, other than just playing the music for you. It's getting you to respond. And it's happening. Tom in Seattle, Gene in Port Ludlow, Jack in British Columbia, Annette in Seattle, Deborah in Shoreline, Mark in Burien, Claudia in Lake Forest Park, Jerry in Clinton, Rich in Seattle, and Lewis in Seattle. And we've heard from 24 states so far. A lot of folks out there who email me and want requests or give me a call and want requests, and they're responding. And from other countries as well. Kevin had some up those up a little while ago, and I mentioned them. Greece was one of them, and Canada, of course, our neighbors there, Italy, Hong Kong, all that. Coming in, France as well. Every listener, everywhere, any amount. Public radio of this art, supporting it, keeping it going. It's a very positive nature of human beings to have a very special place in their heart for something special. All right. What are we doing here? Let me check my notes and see before I get to Joe Pass and John Coltrane again. I want to make sure I get everybody online here. We have people, listeners, who are going to get $5,000 if you and X number of people call before 6 o'clock. We need you to call so we can get the extra money. Whatever your support, 1-800-677-5758 or kplu.org. And we have some gifts. You can have that wonderful studio session CD that KPLU put together for you, and it's a $150 pledge, and we got a tote bag, a grocery tote bag for you for $75, and all of that. But you're going to find out if you call, because we have people who have given up their Sunday afternoon to come in and talk with you, and they'll tell you what little extras we have for you. Let's do giant steps while people are calling. We need you and somebody else to call. Giant Steps, written by John Coltrane in 1959. My friend Chuck Stentz, way back then, gave me a call and said, Ken, you got to go get the Coltrane Giant Steps album. It just came out. And I did, thanks to him. He's a wonderful tenor saxophonist also. So we're going to have Joe Pass in 76 play Giant Steps by John Coltrane, and then the original that Chuck told me about, 1959 Atlantic Records, with Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on drums. Give us a call or get online. We need your help now. Thank you. Giant Steps, written by John Coltrane, and played first for you today by Joe Pass, solo guitar, 1976 for Pablo Records, and then the original from 1959. John Coltrane, tenor sax, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Tommy Flanagan playing the piano. Well, we need you to call, and we need you to pledge. We still haven't quite gotten that amount yet of 150. We're getting close. Brian in Victoria, B.C., Mark in Seattle, John in Seattle, Lloyd in Everett, Richard in Vancouver, B.C., Ray in Shelton, Barbara in Seattle, Rhett in Royal View, B.C., Janet in Bellingham, who's listening on one of the translators. Up there, it's 88.7. And those translators and the transmitters that are in your area make it possible for you to hear us better. And what you pledge helps to pay for that. That's the business part of this. Well, anyway, 1-800, toll free, 1-800-677-5758. And you can talk to some great people who have been here all afternoon taking your calls. We need you and a friend, or two or three. Man, you know, call up a friend you know listens to the program. Have you given yet? No? Well, why don't you call? Or get online, kplu.org. Many have done that. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
St. Olaf College, presenting the St. Olaf Orchestra live at the Pantages Theater in Tacoma on Saturday, October 16th at 7:30 p.m., featuring Mahler's Symphony No. 1 in D Major. Tickets at BroadwayCenter.org.
All right, let's see where we're going to go now. Oh, June Christie. If you are a Stan Kenton fan, you know about June Christie. She was a great and very popular singer in the 1940s and in the 1950s. And here she has her own orchestra led by her husband, who plays the tenor sax in the band, and his name is Bob Cooper. And the arrangements for her are by Bob Grettinger, who wrote a beautiful thing for Kenton called The City of Glass. You might remember that. For Capitol Records, we're going to hear June Christie and the orchestra doing Everything Happens to Me, written by Matt Dennis, with lyric by Tom Adair, and Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, The Way You Look Tonight. And then I'm going to bring back Errol Garner from 1951 with Wyatt Reuther and Eugene Hurd helping out in their version of The Way You Look Tonight. So while we're listening to June Christie and listening to Errol Garner, give me a call, 1-800-677-5758. We need you and a couple of friends to call and help out. And anything is going to be an overjoyed situation here, because it's public radio. It's what you can give. KPLU.org or toll free 1-800-677-5758.
Your life in rains. I try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains. Guess I'll go through life just catching falls and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I've never missed a thing. I've had measles and the mumps. And every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. Guess I'm just a gal who never looks before she dumps. Everything happens to me. At first I thought that you could break the jinx for me. That love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Oh, everything happens to me.
that set started with June Christie singing for you from 1949, Capitol Records, and her husband Bob Cooper conducting an orchestra and arrangements by Bob Grettinger of Everything Happens to Me and The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern. Then Errol Garner and Wyatt Reuther and Eugene Hurd gave their 1951 rendition of The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern. Lyric by Dorothy Fields. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin Subaru, a proud supporter of KPLU School of Jazz. Chaplin's model year-end event offers a selection of Outbacks, Legacies, Foresters, and Imprezas available for immediate delivery. Chaplin Subaru, in Bellevue at I-90 Eastgate and at SubaruNorthwest.com.
And the fall pledge drive for me is getting close to the bewitching hour of 6 o'clock when, if we have 150 pledges since 3 o'clock, we will get $5,000 extra dollars by listeners who have already given. And we're getting there. We need about a pledge a minute in order to meet the challenge for that extra gift from those listeners. Stephen, thank you for calling. Stephen from Yelm, Lisa from Bothell, Lori in Port Townsend, Steve in Bellingham, Donchez in Edmond. Thank you very much, Donchez, for the kind words. Stuart in Seattle, Susan, Bainbridge Island, Ralph in Vancouver, B.C., Anne in Seattle, Julie in Olympia, and Scott in Renton. And thanks so much to everyone who has pledged so far, and there are many of you. A lot of them I don't get to the names. Some people don't want their name given. That's fine. Some people are pledging right now. 1-800-677-5758. And it's, like I say, it's public radio. It's you and me. And I'm giving to you 52 Sundays a year, and a couple of times I ask you to give me a call and give some money that'll help out. Lots of things that we have to pay for here, and please understand that it's not money in my pocket. Not at all. I do this out of a love. I've collected records all my life, and it's an enjoyable experience for me to share what I've gathered over the years. Thelonious Monk has a birthday today. He was born this day, 1917. And I remember in the 1940s putting a Blue Note 78, 10-inch Blue Note 78 record on turntable in a record store of his stuff. I didn't understand it, but it touched me. You know, it's one of those things. I mean, it's just, everybody has those things. It's not just in music. I mean, everything. You're a kid, you go to a movie, and you want to do that, so you end up being an actor or a cameraman or whatever it is. All those things happen. You go to a museum, you want to paint. You do that. Thelonious Monk's going to play for you now, and we need you and a friend to call. 1-800-677-5758, or go to your computer or laptop, whatever it is for you, and get kplu.org, and all the instructions are there. The Way You Look Tonight was written by Jerome Kern. I must have been on a Kern kick here because Thelonious Monk in Paris for Vogue Swing Records, 1954, solo piano, is going to play Jerome Kern's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Give me a call. Thelonious Monk, on his birthday, matter of fact. He was born this day, 1917. And there in Paris in June of 1954 for Vogue Swing Records. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by Jerome Kern and Portrait of an Eremite, also known as Reflections, and written by Monk. An eremite is a hermit, I think, recluse. I'll check that later. Nevertheless, Thelonious Monk here on our day of giving and receiving from you. And so many have, and we're down to it now. We have less than 15 minutes for you and a couple of other people to give us a call. You can be in on this horse race. I mean, it's always like this. It's fun, though. I mean, you want to be on this so that your call can be the one that gives us the extra $5,000 given to us by listeners to the Art of Jazz who have already given. And all of you who, over the last 3 hours, almost 3 hours, have given by phone or online. And that toll-free number, 1-800-677-5758. 1-800-677-5758. Get you in touch. And we're so happy about that. This being public radio is the part of the package here. That's what it's about. This is KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the snoring specialists at ProLiance Eastside Ear, Nose, and Throat. Their surgeons have provided the Pillar Procedure, a minimally invasive 15-minute in-office snoring treatment since 2004. Information about the Pillar Procedure and their snoring specialists can be found at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
Now, I'm going to play a little music left, but just to talk to you about this. We need you and a couple of people to call, and we will have the extra $5,000. I've got to lean over here and poke a button. Hold on. Moving things ahead here for you to listen. I'd like you to hear Mary Bryant. She sang in a John Mealy movie of the 1940s, a wonderful movie. He wanted to do a movie of jazz musicians, and it's called Jam and the Blues. And this is part of the soundtrack of that. And you'll hear her with Lester Young on tenor, Marlo Morris on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Callender bass, Sid Catlett drums, Harry Edison trumpet, Dickie Wells trombone. She's going to do Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields on the Setting Side of the Street, and James B. Johnson, Henry Kramer, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. And while they're doing that, give us a call. Tom in Seattle did, and Timothy in Snohomish, and Sue in Langley, and James in Santa Cruz, California, and we've heard from lots of different states and different countries. Natalie, who says she's new to listening to KPLU, loves the information that I give and the news that comes to her, and she's happy about that. And lots of fine comments that have come in, and I don't mention all of them, and please forgive me for that, but I've been touched by it. We need you and a couple people to call. 1-800-677-5758, toll free, or kplu.org. Here for your listening enjoyment is Jammin' the Blues with vocalist Mary Bryant.
Grab your coat, get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the night on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade, kept my blues on parade. But now I'm not afraid, 'cause Marofa, Marofa's crossed over. If I never have a cent, if it's like Rockefeller, babe, got gold dust round my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Mary Bryant, part of Jam and the Blues, and that was a movie by John Mealy, 1944, On the Sunny Side of the Street, and If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. Lester Young played tenor and Marlo Morris piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Callender bass, Sid Catlett drums, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, and Dickie Wells on trombone. Well, we have just a few minutes. Your call will assist very much, though. 1-800-677-5758. 1-800-677-5758. What you can give for the Art of Jazz. And kplu.org. And our friends here waiting to hear from you. And we've had so many people. Peter in Seattle, thank you. Murray in Vashon. Penny in Auburn. Laurel in Seattle. Jane in Olympia. Ann in Seattle. Terry in Renton. Chad in Seattle. They all called or got online. Every listener, any amount. And it's a pleasure for me to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. I want you to give a call. And I'm going to say you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been the Art of Jazz, and thanks very much for being out there. Thank you.